Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. We're hosting Joe, and today is our host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fourth issue of this comic book story arc. Green Lantern story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last three episodes. So this is the fourth issue, right?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm at least 90% certain.
Sometimes I question my... Well, not sometimes. I question myself all the time. All right. So, Hal, Green Lantern, survived the blast. That nuclear explosion from the ship. So, yay.
That's because all the fire was red and orange and none of it was yellow.
I mean, if it... Yeah, probably. This is the one thing I question. It does blow up Legion, but then Legion appears on the moon, looks like. My assumption is...
That Legion is Legion, and they just transfer their mentality kind of, to another
that's, body. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's the only thing I could think of.
That's the only thing that's possible, because he was directly in that blast.
Unless it blasted him to the moon... Hold on, let me go back.
Which is also a possibility, but... Because I don't know. Somehow, Legion's on the moon.
Yeah.
Somehow, Palpatine has returned.
Clones. That was always clones. Every time it was clones.
Well, yes, but... that's just... There's that meme going around of... What's his nuts saying that all the time. Doing that was great. Hal is talking to the ring, and... He's like, Ring, you know, you mentioned other Green Lanterns. Can you, you know, take me the one? And the ring's like, right now? He's like,
she
yeah.
She chose down.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I guess so. And Ring's like, all right, cool. And basically takes control and flies him to outer space. And this is where we see Legion on the moon, which I'm assuming it's the moon. It's got to be the moon, right?
Yeah.
And, Legion sees Lantern coming at him. He thinks that he's like, all right, cool. Now I can destroy him, but he's, why is he flying the other direction? Well, I guess I'll follow him. Sure. And Hal goes flying to a totally different planet in a totally different sector. I think this is where we figure out that there's sectors to the galaxy.
Yeah, and they're cordon... Words are hard. Sectioned off, there, I guess. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to use the word section again because it sounds silly. But
it's a coordinated quarantine. Not quarantined. I know the word you're trying to say. I just can't think of it.
Yep.
Whatever. Words are hard. But he ends up flying to this other planet and meeting up with another Green Lantern. But he's also like. Gets on this planet and it's really weird. He sees like these snail bug creatures that are really giant. And this guy, I believe his name is Tomar Ree. He looks like a
bird
cross between, like, he's got a see, I always thought he was more of a fish
person. Oh, yeah, I do. I see that now. A fish with
like
elf
a fish octopus. Thing
with elf ears,
like just the octopus for the snout.
Oh, the beak?
The pinchers, yeah. But he assumes that it is Abin Sur because of the ring signature.
Yeah,
and Hal's like, no, I'm Abin's replacement. And he's like, oh man, so Abin did die. Okay, that sucks. But hey, since you're here, you want to help me out? And he's like, yeah, there's these. This things that are growing out of the ground and they get out of control sometimes. And I come here and I just kind of
take
care of them. And Hal's like, well, so you said it's growing out. So like grass or something. And Tomar's like, yeah, I guess
this is how we handle grass on Earth.
This is the equivalent. And yeah, so he makes a giant mower and just mows everything.
And he's like, no, you can't do that. How's I to know that doing that would make things 10 times worse?
Yeah, because every time he cut the blade cut one, two more took its place.
Yeah.
So they're hydrograss? Maybe? But he's telling him the story of what's going on. Hal's telling Tomar Ree the story of what's going on. And he mentions Legion. And he's like, Legion? Ah, shit. We got to get back to Oa. So they warp, basically, back to Oa. And Oa is this planet where there's a giant Green Lantern.
Which is where all the power comes from.
And it's set in a yellow building.
Because that makes sense.
Maybe. But this is the home of the Guardians and the home of all of the Green Lanterns. I should say the home Green of the Lantern Green Lanterns. Core. It is, yes. It is the base.
Training ground.
Of the Green Lantern Corps. You can live there, but most of the Lanterns tend to live and stay in their own sector, because that's where they're assigned to.
Yeah. And you get the fist bump here between...
Tomar Ree and Salak. Salak?
Salak, yeah.
Two Ks. I can never remember how to say his name, right?
I don't know how to say it in the first place.
Yeah.
But he's cool because he's got four arms.
Yeah, oh no, he's pretty awesome. He is kind of like the bookkeeper, for the most part, of Green Lantern. He knows...
the history.
Yeah, for the most part. Speaking of which, they bring up Legion, and so they're going to go check out the Book of Oa, and they walk to it's this literal giant book in the middle of the Citadel. And the book, they say the book is going to show them what they need to know about Legion. The thing is, though, the book tells them about this race called the Tek-Tek, and or the Tek... Oh, it's... The the planet was Tek-Tek, and then the race themselves were these bug creatures called the Tek-Tek-Chi. And the Guardians saw that they were going to be kind of disorderly, maybe.
Well, what happened was they all they wanted to do was aggressively attack everything, take over everything. And make everything their own.
Correct. So the Guardians just kind of cut them off from everything. They made them prisoners to their own world.
Yeah, they put a dome of power around it
mm-hmm.
to keep them from being able to leave and keep anything from going in.
Yep. So they basically sentenced these guys to death. And Hal's just like, wait, what does this have to do with the Legion? And I think Tomar's like, that's just, look, the book told us what we need to know. This is information we didn't know for some reason. It'll become apparent later on. So now he's basically helping. Tomar is helping Hal to understand what's going on here on Oa. And he's like, you know what? You're going to need some training. I'll set you up with the best trainer we have here. But before he does that, Hal's like, you know, would you mind help me out for a minute? And Tomar is able to, with the power that he has, project an image of Hal to his brother.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it's at Andy's funeral, and like everybody that's there, Jack, and
they're like, I can't believe Hal didn't show up.
Yeah, and Carol, and they're like, look, I don't get why Andy was his best friend. I don't know why he didn't show up. Like, what's going on with him? Hal is able to reach Jack and be like, look, I'm sorry I can't make it. I'm gonna be gone for a while. Can you cover for me? And Jack's like, I guess I can. It's gonna be hard, but I think I can do it. And so we leave them. I think we're done with them for the rest of the series,
well, other than until the end. Other than the fact that Carol sort of sees...
she sees a green something.
Something.
Yeah. So Hal now is going to be living on Oa for some time, and we get Kilowog, who comes in to be Hal's teacher, Hal's trainer. I love Kilowog. He's awesome. Also like that Michael Clark Duncan was the voice of him in the Green Lantern movie.
Yeah.
He was perfect. Perfect casting. Rest his soul. So yeah, so we get Kilowog training Hal, and it goes on for 2 weeks, if not longer. And it's literally everything. Like, it's flight, it's power control, it's, let's see here. I know he has one thing where he's blindfolding him and having him hold an egg to not get crushed. And then he also, like, one of these, one of the exercises is to not have these knives pop the balloons behind Hal. He's got to protect that. It's training on precision.
It's a training montage.
I mean, it is a montage. Montage. And so Hal is like beat. He's like 2 weeks of this. He's definitely, I'm not going to say he is, well, he's definitely tired, but I'm not saying he's done, but he is just beat. So as he's laying down though, I don't know if it's immediate. It may have been, but, the alarm goes off. Because Legion has appeared on Oa. And now he's going to destroy everything. Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Green Lantern story.